Chapter 7, Cao Cao's Escape. Zhu Zhenliang was not in the battle. He was in Liu Bei's camp, but he was not resting. He was getting Liu Bei's generals and men ready to attack Cao Cao. Zhu Zhenliang ordered Zhao Yi to cross the river with 3,000 troops. He told Zhao Yi, "Wait in the Black Forest. If Cao Cao escapes from Zhao Yi, he will pass through the forest. Attack him there." Next, Zhu Zhenliang gave orders to Zhang Fei. He said, "Take 3,000 men. Wait for Cao Cao in the Hulu Valley. Cao Cao and his troops will try to rest in the valley. Attack him there." Only Guan Yu had no orders. He was not happy about this. He told Zhu Zhenliang, "Liu Bei, Zhang Fei, and I became blood brothers long ago. From that time on, I have never failed to go to war. But today, I have no orders." "I was going to send you to the Huadong Path," answered Zhu Zhenliang. "But I am not sure. You have a debt to Cao Cao. He once let you live after a fight. I am afraid you would let him pass." Guan Yu said, "I already gave him his life once, so I am even with him now." Then Guan Yu promised, "I will not let Cao Cao through the Huadong Path." Liu Bei knew Guan Yu was an honest man. He also knew Guan Yu still felt some debt to Cao Cao. Liu Bei was worried Guan Yu might let Cao Cao pass. Zhu Zhenliang told Liu Bei, "Don't worry. I also know Guan Yu will let Cao Cao pass. However, I have studied the stars. Cao Cao's time is not over. If the stars say it, then we cannot fight it." So, Zhu Zhenliang sent Guan Yu to the Huadong Path. This time, he hoped that Guan Yu would pay his debt once and for all. Cao Cao escaped from Zhou Yi with a small number of troops. When he reached the Black Forest, Zhou Yi attacked him. Cao Cao nearly fell off his horse, escaping. Cao Cao made it to the Hulu Valley. Again, his enemy attacked. This time, Zhang Fei was in the lead, but Cao Cao escaped again.